Okay, should be live.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, put on your listening ears, your thinking caps, and a fresh pair of socks, because it's time for another thrilling episode of Sorry We Tried. Today, we're going to be talking about the reveal of James Gunn's ambitious plan for DC Films, Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters. If you don't like it, well, sorry we tried. I would kill for an orchestral remix of God's Backhand, legitimately.
We could make this happen.
Or just like have some of our music friends get together and do like an acoustic version.
I was about to say, Jess and I could, she's got this MIDI stuff for like a full-on symphony, like go. Hans Zimmer style. We could totally redo this.
That would be hilarious.
That would be so funny.
It needs to be super ominous.
Or you cut it to make it sound like a modern worship song. So it's like so cheery and fluffy, but it's talking about God's vengeance and stuff.
Actually, we can I like this idea better.
Just make it DGA, whatever.
Straight up. Yeah. We could do this if you want.
Normal guitar chord progression. But anyway.
And then the Newsboys jump from
she imagine the Newsboys covered God's Backhand.
Can we send him an email? Is that possible?
Can we send a newsboy down there to bring the
God's
news?
What are the chances?
That'd be so funny.
Oh, that'd be good. Well, as always, I'm not your host, but I am the one who talks first. My name is Spencer Gilliland, pulling the strings on the ones and twos, the warrior of hope, Harrison Brock.
What is up, y'all?
And proudly reigning from the third chair, the king of jazz trumpet, Robithan Robbie Owens.
I love me some jazz. That's true.
You like jazz?
you like jazz?
Just for some inside baseball, I googled like historical nicknames or whatever.
I was going to say, so that fun. Is extremely impressive.
I love it.
And I was like, that's one. Putting it down. So Robbie, you got a lot of historical nicknames from Google today.
I love it. If you want to go ahead and send me that one so I remember it, I'm going to legally change my name.
To the king of jazz trumpet, full name.
No, that's his first name.
I wish you would have given it to me earlier. Roll call at school would have been so dope.
That's his first name, and then he's keeping Robbie and Owens for his middle and last name.
No, Robbie Owens is my middle name, and it's no spaces. I don't have a last name.
That's so funny.
I legally do not exist. I'm technically
Can
not
I have
a
your
person.
Last name? I don't have one.
Yeah, if I don't have a last name, then I'm technically not a person. Dude, I'm ducking the IRS big time. I'm joking.
You've got a warrant for a Robbie Owens? Yeah, it's not me. But it says right here,
nope.
Your name is... Nope, that's my middle name.
No, sorry, what's his last name? Owens. Oh. Yeah, what's his first name? Rob. Oh, no, that's not me.
That's not me at
Wait,
all.
So
my middle name is Robbie Owens.
Your first name is the King of Jazz Trumpet.
Yes.
Your middle name is Robbie Owens.
And my last name
is
nothing.
Your last name is Owens as well.
Or even better, Owens, yeah.
That's fun.
All right, well, anyway.
What's Owens backwards? Is it Snarly? I can't. There's nothing you can make out of that one. Yeah,
nothing. There's nothing there. All right, well, we've got a jam-packed episode today. We're talking about all the DC stuff, as I said up top.
Oh, yeah.
But Harrison... You mentioned that you had a story you wanted to tell real fast. I'm gonna give the floor to you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so at work the other day, I was meeting with one of the project managers, and there's this guy that has we've been trying to get work done at his house for like about a year now.
Why not just give up? Is he wanting to pay you a lot of money or
demolish the house, start from scratch?
So without permission.
Hey, I hope you don't mind a few renovations.
So we closed out the file on our end like 6 months into it because he travels a lot with work and stuff. It just wasn't working out. So we're like, you know, we'll close it out whenever you're back in town long enough that we can, you know, fix everything. Let us know. We'll be happy to come out and make it happen. So we reopened the file after we hear back from him. It's back and forth for like another 3-4 months or so. And finally, we find out that he has canceled the insurance claim associated with the work that we're going to be doing. He's told them that we are not doing the work, and they can close down the claim, which is crazy because that means he now has all the money from the insurance company, and we have started on the repairs, but we haven't gotten very far yet. So the project manager finds this out, and he finds out that he's wanting to cancel the claim on our end. He's wanting to be done and stuff. And so he goes, yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, in order to, you know, dissolve the contract that we have, because we have people sign a contract before we start the work. He's like, you know, we've got to collect this much up front, as well as this cancellation fee. And the guy's like, absolutely not. This is not happening. You think that I'm going to be giving you thousands of dollars just for canceling this? Y'all haven't done any work. And like, meanwhile, he's bought the material. He scheduled a guy to come out there, like all this stuff. Like, we actually have a lot invested in this.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. You've hired people. It's you've like
we haven't
materials.
Done the
yeah.
work specifically, but we've invested so much time and stuff on the front end. Like, it's a lot. But anyways, this guy gets so pissed off, and he's so upset. And he's like, I can't believe you're going to try to get all this money from me. It's going to screw me over and all this stuff. And y'all are a big company. You can take the hit, and I can't afford it and all this stuff. But I did forget to mention that right out the gate, though, he goes, we will litigate. I'll take you to court over this. Like, right out the gate.
For him and canceling I'm like, the contract?
Straight to Judy.
And I'm sitting there thinking, like...
Straight to Steve.
From a negotiation perspective, like, why would you start out the gate with that? Because then the only place from there is, okay, well, you'll be hearing from my lawyers and hang up the phone. Like, you can't escalate any farther than I'm going to take you to court. So yeah. He's already maxed out every bit of
but
what he's got to say.
But he signed the contract.
Yes. Agreeing to pay us these things if he cancels too. It's all listed in there.
So what are his grounds to sue?
It was the funniest thing because the project manager is sitting there on the phone with him. He's got him on speaker because like we've been talking through this, making jokes, whatever the whole time. And he's on the phone with him. We hear him like freaking out about all this stuff. And the project manager's like, well, I mean, that's just how it is. It's not my call to make, you know, the higher ups wrote the contract and you signed it and that's what it's going to be. And the guy was like, well, fine then. He got so pissed off that he was like, fine then. Y'all are going to do the work then. And so he gets so upset that somehow he crosses this interdimensional threshold where it loops back around to us, him wanting us to do the work. He gets so pissed off that he wants us to do the work now. This is like a $30,000 job too, so it's like it's not like one that we just want to let go. But he got so mad that he went from not wanting us to do the work to us to him wanting us to do the work. And then the project manager, because he's fed up with all this and he doesn't want to work with him anymore, he just goes, well, we're not doing the work, so. And the guy's like, well, I'm not canceling the contract and I'm not paying anything, so you got to come Saturday and do the work like you had planned. Like, it was so crazy. And so we started joking around because a couple of us were in the office while all this was happening. And so now we've got this running joke where we're like, oh, yeah? Yeah, you don't want to do the work for us? Well, guess what? You're hired. Like, dude got so upset that he hired him. We were like, we were sitting there going, our project manager has gotten so good at sales that he has crossed into another threshold, something beyond human comprehension.
The highest
that
tier
is gaslighting. Yes, exactly. S-tier
sales tactic. We were like, you know what? You're going to be like the new business development guy for the entire company. You just piss people off so much that they want you to do the work. Like, it was so funny.
And then the ultimate power move is him going, yeah, no, we're not doing the work now.
Yeah. He was like, well, y'all got to do it now because I'm not going to pay that. I didn't know it was going to cost that much or whatever. And he was like, well, I'm not doing the work. I don't want to work with you anymore.
I just don't understand, like, on his end, no, right? On his end, he's been dancing around this for, like, a year.
I know.
And then he finally agrees to it, and he's like, actually, no. Like, after you've already signed the contract, and the contractors are there, it's like, why would you decide then to cancel it? Like,
so you might want to be careful going to his house.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd volunteer for that.
So
job.
You guys still have to go out there.
No, we're not doing anything.
So
we're
you're
done.
Just going to force him to cancel?
Yeah. So
where do you guys
done.
Go from here? Is he gonna sue? Is this the thing?
I hope he does.
My boss literally said, just let it simmer. He thinks that he's tied up in this contract and there's no way out and stuff. Just let him sit with it. Maybe he'll be willing to pay after a few days. I was like, okay, we'll see.
If not, you send the collectors to his house.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You'll get a phone call in a week and be like, I kidnapped the local Baskin Robbins employee. If you don't give me what I want, I will kill him.
Oh, man.
31 flavors.
So good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That
I like
is, that. That's a pretty good story.
Okay. Well, I guess we should probably talk about DC stuff now. I almost said DC stuff.
DC.
DC stuff.
CD and DC.
Cease and desist, yeah. Okay, so in case you didn't hear, James Gunn was appointed head of DC Studios, or co-head.
The guy that wrote Scooby-Doo 2?
The guy that directed and wrote Scooby-Doo 2, yes.
Oh my gosh.
And lots of news about Scooby-Doo recently. I'm wearing my Scooby-Doo socks today as well.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. I got them for Christmas. But yeah, famous screenwriter and director of Scooby-Doo 2 is now in charge of DC Studios. And made us wait for a while to hear what he was going to do. But they had their grand unveiling of their slate. And this is, what is it, Chapter 1? Is that what he called it?
Yeah,
Gods and Monsters.
Have you seen the slate already,
no.
Harrison? You haven't seen it?
No.
So you don't know what this is?
I don't know anything yet. No, this is very fun for me.
I don't know how you just
I've never seen somebody
this, yeah.
that like you're very present on social media, but also not at all. It's like you're just completely certain
I
things.
I think
just
I sent it trends to
you.
And things.
I think I sent it to you and we had a conversation about it. You just didn't look?
Maybe I do know what you're talking about then.
I feel like this isn't something you can mistake, you know? Like, oops, whoops, I forgot that there's a whole slate of 12 movies that came out.
We
I'm
definitely
pulling
had
out
a,
my messages.
We had a full conversation. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and get started. So, obviously, there's 4 DC movies coming out this year, right? Is it 4 of them that are coming out, or is it 3?
What's the third? Wait, Flash?
Yeah, Shazam. Flash.
Oh,
Aquaman.
Yeah. You did
Blue Beetle
that like a week ago.
Is
I
Blue
forgot
Beetle
about
this
that.
Year?
Yeah,
I
Blue Beetle's
it was
this year.
Year.
Yeah, Blue Beetle's this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle.
So, there's 4 movies coming out this year. So they have to figure
what
out what
Black
to do with
Adam
those. Can you imagine if they'd film like the entire Black Adam saga back to back, like Lord of the Rings? So it's like
I bet they did.
They're sitting.
Dwayne
like,
will never tell anybody though.
They're sitting like 3 Black Adam sequels and they just can't do anything with. But yeah, so they have to figure out what to do with those. So what's going to happen is Shazam comes out, and is that it comes out in like March, right?
It's getting close.
Yeah,
it's about
to come out.
Yeah.
And after that, The Flash comes out. And they just straight up spoiled the ending of The Flash that, we're resetting the entire timeline after The Flash. It's going to be a soft reboot,
they
basically.
Did. Well, so they never said the word soft reboot, but they did confirm that it was going to be the reset movie. The video is very confusing because James, like, he says so much but so little at the same time.
Yeah,
like, he does not confirm or deny
anything.
It's infuriating anything.
It's very
frustrating. And I know he does it on purpose. I know that's the goal, but it doesn't make it any less frustrating.
But based on the way that Gunn was talking, they're keeping the Shazam side of things.
Yeah.
So we're going to have like 50-year-old Shazam meeting 20-year-old Superman or whatever.
Well, he said, and I quote, Shazam fits very nicely into the DCU. And so that was the most confirmation I think we've gotten so far of one of those characters being DCU.
Yeah, so The Flash comes out, resets the timeline. Mm-hmm. And then Aquaman, he said Blue Beetle, he said that could be in the DCU, it could not. It's very much like, if this makes money, we'll put it in. But otherwise, we're not keeping it. So that's fine. And then Aquaman 2 comes out. He said that's the first movie post-reset, which makes it sound like Aquaman 2 is part of the universe and they're keeping Jason as Aquaman. But then they're also dancing around this rumor of Jason playing Lobo. And they officially... Lobo.
Who's that?
He's like... he's sort of like Wolverine, but he's like a space bounty hunter. He has like his crazy healing factor.
Oh, okay.
Smokes cigars.
Does white face.
Yeah, does.
White face.
He's like a very like.
He looks like a Dalmatian.
He's like over the top like 90s character.
Okay.
Jason would be perfect for him.
Yeah. Imagine Jason Momoa in white and black paint.
Oh, okay.
And really crazy hair. Imagine like really like frizzy hair.
Like always.
He rides like a motorcycle through
space.
Like
when it's
and
not
stuff.
Wet.
And imagine him just acting like pretty much just acting like Jason Momoa.
I was about to say. Sounds like an easy gig.
But so they specifically said like they addressed it and said that Jason will only play one character.
Yes.
So depending on how Aquaman 2 does, They might just ditch Aquaman.
And they even said that. They said, and like, there was a specific quote in one of the interviews they did where they were like, we don't, because they asked him about Aquaman 3, and they're like, well, we don't know about Aquaman 3. We don't know what Jason's future as this character is. We'll talk to him about it after Aquaman 2. And I'm like,
Interesting.
Yeah, so Aquaman's still in.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. But
he's in until he's out.
Yeah. And there's this, there's a lot of people in the weird middle zone between in and out, right? Like they said Ezra, they said that his recovery is going spectacularly, so we'll see. That's what they said, right?
Yeah, he said, they said Ezra is like fully committed to recovery, like he's an addict, not a criminal. They said they'll talk about it after the fact.
No, but he apologized, so then all those criminal cases were just dropped immediately. Gotcha. Yeah.
I wish more people knew that trick.
No, you have to be
at least
a D-list celebrity to know that. Yeah.
Well, and even then, sometimes it's just randomized. Certain celebrities survive, certain do not.
Yeah. But so Ezra might still be in. James Gunn very specifically said that Gal Gadot was not out as Wonder Woman.
Well, he said she wasn't out. I don't know if that means as Wonder Woman or another character or what the deal is. I don't know.
Apparently she's in Shazam 2.
She is. She is in that movie.
Interesting.
So they might be keeping her just to keep Shazam canon?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I want to talk about that theory in a little bit after we talk about the slate.
And Gunn did hype up The Flash as the best superhero movie he's ever seen.
Yeah, he did do that, which is not confidence ensuing to me.
So the only people definitively out at this point are Henry Cavill and I guess Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
But he said that he wants to do a project with Ben, not necessarily as Batman, but as like a director.
Yeah. But he did say that like there is that is the direct quote. He said, I can't say a lot about characters' futures, but I can say for sure that Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck are not Batman and Superman in this universe. And I was like, wow, thanks for confirming the two things I was excited about. The only two things I would have been okay with.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's official.
Mayor Merche, it did look good on you.
What Gunther over here is trying to say is we have website. Go to bit.ly/swtmerch. On there you can find a Redbubble merch. There is Robithin Robbie Owens merch. There is Sorry We Tried merch. There is hats and shirts
and more merch
and more
socks,
merch.
Blankets,
socks,
mugs,
blankets.
There's so much crap on there. Stickers.
There is lots of things to buy to support the show. You can also find a link on our website, sorrywetried.com. Click the link, the merch button.
Wow.
I refuse to not commit to the bit.
bit.ly/swtmerch.
Support this show. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Gunther.
Where'd he go? He's gone. Just as quick as he came in, he's
That's
gone.
That's crazy, man. I saw him for a moment. Those eyebrows.
Nope, you're done. You're done. You're done. You don't get to say anything else.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Bod by God, a Christian clothing brand that lets you show your faith in style. Go on over to bodbygod.net to view their entire selection of designs, including tees, hats, gym wear, crop tops, and even some business casual polos and long sleeves. Their clothes are so cool, in fact, that celebrities wear them. They've been endorsed by people like God's Not Dead star Kevin Sorbo and Olympic gold medal winner Scott Hamilton. To make things even better, for the past 4 years, Bod by God has been working with Compassion International, supporting kids in need and putting their faith into practice. Head on over to bodbygod.net and enter the code SWTPODCAST at checkout for 20% off your order. One more time, enter code SWTPODCAST for 20% off your order. Oh yeah, and so the basic pitch for this whole slate is that it's going to be interconnected, involving live action, animated, and animated TV, movies and video games. And he said the goal was to have 2 shows and 2 movies a year. And I don't know how the video games thing is going to work because it takes like 6 or 7 years to make a video game.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that actually even materializes into anything. But they're saying that they're going to cast actors so they can play their roles in live action and animation.
And in video games.
And in video games. So everything is going to be interconnected. There's going to be stuff outside. So like they said it's the Elseworlds stuff. So there's going to be stuff like Joker Folie à Deux. More like Folie à Doudou because the movie's going to be bad. Am I right, fellas?
I'm not going to watch it.
Teen Titans Go, they said it's going to continue.
Oh, thank God. I was worried.
Can you imagine if he was like, Teen Titans Go is canon?
It's the start of the DC.
Amazing.
So that's going to keep going. And then they said that the Batman Part 2 is going to come out October 3rd, 2025.
Woo!
The Batman Part 2?
The Batman Part 2 what it is. So 2025, that's
with
coming
Roberto
out.
Roberto Patterson. Yes. That's a Patterson. Pattinson.
Patterson.
Patterson. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do
and then another name. Big part of this slate that really got me jazzed was WB can no longer interfere with DC side like they did before because Discovery spun off DC into a different company.
Yeah. They're like DC Studios now. So.
So interesting. Like before you had the Warner Brothers interfering and, you know, the whole Joss Whedon, Justice League situation and
yeah,
everything else that they screwed up, they can't do that anymore.
Nice.
They're out of that. And then so they assembled like a writer's room to keep the direction. They said it was the writer of The Martian, Drew Goddard, the writer of The Flash, Christina Hodson, the head writer for Moon Knight, Jeremy Slater, the head writer for Watchmen, Crystal Henry, and comic book writer Tom King. And Robbie and I have strong opinions about Tom King's work. He kind of sucks. Let me see what else was next. Okay, so here's the slate. I'm just going to read this off in order, and we'll talk about the ones that we find interesting. So, Creature Commandos.
Yes!
This is a 7-episode animated series. It's written by James Gunn. It's already in production. It's like the comic books. It's like a team of monsters that fight Nazis.
Oh, that's fun.
But they said they're going to a modern take on the concept. So I'm guessing it's just going to be like the Suicide Squad, but like a bunch of weirdos and monsters.
Fighting MAGA.
Fighting Trump supporters, probably. So that's happening. And Weasel from the Suicide Squad is part of that lineup. So he's alive. He's one of the only DC characters just to survive the reboot.
Weasel will be one of the first official DCU characters, and that is the most exciting thing I've ever heard.
So there's that. Then there's Waller, which is a spinoff of Peacemaker. So Viola Davis is returning to play Amanda Waller. And it's being written by the Watchmen guy and one of the creators of the Doom Patrol show. And he said this is going to be like a set between Peacemaker Season 1 and Peacemaker Season 2.
Yeah, so Peacemaker's canon, a.k.a. James Gunn's wife is safe.
And in case you weren't aware, James Gunn's wife plays a side character named Amanda Harcourt.
Oh, okay.
Amelia.
Amelia Harcourt.
I like the Amanda.
I thought it was Amanda. I don't care. It's not an important character at all. They said they were going to the goal for a little bit was to try to make her into the Nick Fury. Because like she's in Black Adam. I think she's in Shazam 2.
Yeah.
That's the rumors that she's in Shazam 2 is like the post credits or something. And then all of the projects with her except for Black Adam are canon at the moment. So
this
basically,
is ridiculous.
As long as James Gunn's wife appeared in it, then it's canon. So okay. That's how things are going. We'll see if she's in The Flash, then we know Ezra Miller is staying on.
Oh, God. I would cry.
So that's happening. And then the big, he said, like, the other shows, they're listed before, so I'm guessing they're coming first. But Superman Legacy is the Superman movie. That's coming out in July 2025. And Gunn's writing this one. He said, but, like, the rumor is that he might direct. No commitments on that yet. He said this is like the true kickoff for the DCU.
Okay.
And he said it's not an origin movie, but it's going to focus on him like balancing his Kryptonian heritage with his human side. And they said he's the embodiment of truth, justice, and the American way. He is kindness in a world that thinks kindness is old-fashioned. So
I'm intrigued.
I'm also intrigued. They said they're going for a younger
I'm still
Superman.
Still sad,
yeah.
But I'm intrigued.
I think they said like around 25 was the age they were going to go with, something like that. So that's happening. And then Lanterns is the next TV show.
I'm really excited for this one.
So there's, I don't know if you remember this, there's been a green, there was supposed to be a Green Lantern movie that came out in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That was like their initial like slate with like Justice League Part 1, Part 2, the Cyborg movie and all that. Like the final movie was the Green Lantern movie coming out in 2020. Then they scrapped that and they were going to do a TV show for HBO Max by the head writer for The Flash.
Mm.
That's been in development hell for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, gotcha.
So they officially scrapped that. They're starting completely over. And they said this is going to be like, they said it's going to be True Detective style where it's going to be Jon Stewart, Hal Jordan solving like a mystery on Earth.
Interesting.
And they said that this is going to play a huge role in like the main story that they're telling. And there's lots of rumors about that. If we have time, we can talk about those. After that is The Authority, which it's like a superhero team that like want to protect the planet like through very extreme methods. Like they think that they, in order to protect it, that they should be in control of it.
Hmm.
It's like PETA.
Yes. So it's like it's like Injustice, sort of like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's gonna be a very morally gray side of things. It's like a bunch of anti-heroes. And then after that, it's Paradise Lost, which is gonna be an HBO Max series describing like the history of Wonder Woman's island, Themyscira. And the press release that I read said that it takes place before the events of the Wonder Woman films.
Well, it says it takes place before Wonder Woman's birth.
Yeah, so, so that could really, mean that it's Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. Could mean that it's not.
Yeah.
Who knows? So that's happening. And then here's the big thing for me. The Brave and the Bold.
There we go.
Which is the DCU Batman. And this is going to introduce Batman's son, Damian Wayne, as Robin.
Okay.
So he's like, they said he's like an 8 to 10 year old assassin who was trained by, like, his mom is Talia al Ghul from the League of Shadows. And so he shows up, becomes Robin. That's what this movie's going to be about. And they're introducing the entire Bat family.
Gotcha.
So I'm assuming that means like Dick Grayson, Jason Todd.
That's dope.
Batgirl. So we're going to finally get prime Batman with Robin.
The final Robin, which means the entire Bat family has been fleshed out already, which is something that I didn't expect.
Yes. I was kind of expecting them from to start with Dick Grayson and then build up from there.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with this.
This is, this is
because we get to see Nightwing, we get to see Red Hood, we don't have to build up to all that stuff.
I just think it would take too long to build all of those up and then to also see, like, Damian is pretty much not a possibility at all if we start with Dick Grayson, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because if you start with, like, an older Dick Grayson, right, give him a few years as Robin, or one movie as Robin, and then move him up to Nightwing, right, then you still got to do the Red Hood story, you got to do Jason as Robin.
You got to do Tim Drake.
You got to do Tim as Robin. So, yeah, there's way too much to do to be able to do the Damian Wayne story. So I think this was the best way to go about it.
And they said that this will be an adaptation of Grant Morrison's Batman run.
Mm.
So that's one another very interesting thing about this is that they're doing straight adaptations. It's like with Marvel, they'll like take the name of something and maybe a couple of ideas, but then it'll change everything else. What they're doing is they specifically announced a lot of the books that they're adapting. And then those books immediately sold out. So like they're creating fan demand for those comics by announcing them to be like, yeah, this is what the movie's going to be about.
That's genius from a business perspective.
Yeah.
And it also means that they care about the source material, unlike that baldy Kevin Feige.
I'm not sure Kevin Feige's ever picked up a comic book.
I don't think
life.
He has either. He's only picked up comic book related baseball caps.
James Gunn tweets every day that he's reading something new, and so it's like one of those things where like even if he's not knowledgeable about something, he's not afraid to go and read the material and like learn it himself. So I do like that.
Yeah. So there's that, and then the next series, I think this is the last TV show they have announced, is Booster Gold, which I am very excited for. This
That's cool.
So I don't know if you've ever heard of Booster Gold, but he's basically this loser from the future who like takes a bunch of technology, comes back to the past, and pretends to be like this legendary superhero.
That's fun.
Yeah,
it's
so
great.
He's
concept.
He's an incredible character. And there's been supposed to be a Booster Gold movie in development since like 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's been in hell forever.
I think it works better as a series anyway.
And they're finally,
like the
they're
tick.
Finally making it. Yeah.
Maybe like a very Tick style.
That was a fun show.
He's very comedic.
Okay.
But there's also a lot of gravitas, a lot of depth to that character.
Nice.
It's great. I'm very excited for that
one. Okay.
And then next is Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. So this is going to be directly adapted from the Tom King Supergirl comic that came out a year or two ago. And so basically they're kind of making her a very different character, where like Superman is like pure and nice and innocent. She was like raised in like a rock and watched her home planet get destroyed instead of like being a baby. So she remembers all this stuff, and she has like this really horrible upbringing. So she's basically just gonna be like a feral, like really harsh, cruel character.
Huh.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah. He said she's very hardcore was the word that he used.
Hmm.
Not like the Supergirl we're used to. So that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that then could be pretty good.
The last thing that they announced.
If they do it right, I'm excited.
Yeah. Last thing they announced is Swamp Thing. So they're doing a Swamp Thing movie to close out the final bit. And then the guy who directed Logan is apparently attached to this one.
Interesting. Yeah.
He's also directing the new Indiana Jones movie. So cool. It hasn't been officially confirmed, but he's tweeting a bunch of Swamp Thing art. And then a bunch of rumors came out at the same time that said he's doing it. So nice.
I thought it was officially confirmed by the trades a few days ago.
Was it officially confirmed?
I think so. Okay. I could be wrong, but I think the Hollywood Reporter.
It might as well be confirmed at this point. Yeah,
it's yeah.
So yeah, that's the entire slate.
Nice.
So, I guess we can just talk about what's most interesting to you guys.
After hearing a little bit more about Booster Gold, I am very, very intrigued by that.
Yeah.
That sounds very fun. I like that concept.
Robbie, I know you have a lot of thoughts on this, so I just want to give the floor to you to say whatever you wish.
Oh, I mean, it's like some of it, I'm not affected by it all.
Like Waller, I don't care about. Yeah. That will not matter to me
like,
whatsoever.
Will I watch Waller? Yeah, probably, because I enjoyed Peacemaker. But am I excited for it necessarily? Not really. Especially if there's no Peacemaker in it, which by the sounds of it, it's going to be the Peacemaker team, but no John Cena, and that like John Cena carried the show.
So it's a bunch of random dudes that not Peacemaker.
Or maybe John Cena's there and you just can't see him. But
ayo,
but
Bing Chilling.
So
his time is now.
And then like the Paradise Lost and all that stuff. I don't care. Even the Authority movie, I don't really care about. Will I probably go see it? Yeah, but like. Only because I think that's going to connect pretty heavily to the main story.
Well, because the way it sounds, right, is like Superman's just coming up as a superhero, and there's more established characters that are already there.
Yeah.
So, like, Batman is going to be older.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. At least a little bit older.
The Authority, because there's not a Justice League yet. There's not, like, a Justice Society by the sounds of it either. So it sounds like the Authority is going to be, like, the premier superhero team who have this very extreme view of justice and want to take over the world, sort of. And then Superman's going to come up in opposition to them.
I like that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the rumors have been as to what that means and why they're doing it that way.
Props to them for being willing to scrap all the stuff they've done and just make something better.
All the stuff, yep, they're keeping random stuff.
The only thing we know has been scrapped so far is Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck. And so at this point, now, the second that the entire cast is wiped, right? Because at this point, I don't even care if they keep the Suicide Squad. I don't care if they keep Peacemaker. You know what? Even Shazam. You want to keep Shazam? Whatever. Ezra Miller has to go.
He's a violent criminal.
He's got to go to prison.
Jason, I love Jason Momoa, and I like his Aquaman. Don't get me wrong. He's got to go, okay? Gal, I don't like Gal at all. I have no attachment whatsoever to her Wonder Woman.
Well, and also, she's like almost 50.
Yeah. She's got to go, okay? If you're going to reboot Batman and Superman, have the balls to just reboot the entire Justice League. And that's really going to, I think that's going to be the deciding factor for me on how excited I am. Like, I want to be so pumped because stuff like the Superman movie and, like, the Batman movie are super, super excited. The Lantern TV show, like, that is so exciting to me. But I can't get 100% excited because I have to imagine these versions of these characters interacting with Ezra Miller, and it kills the hype for me. It's like I don't know. I just want it to be a fresh start. I think it's the way that it has to be done. I think it's way too convoluted to carry certain people
over. It
is
100%.
It makes way more sense to just start from scratch, and even if it means, you know, Peacemaker and Suicide Squad are the first movies of the DCU, whatever. But you know what can't be the first movie of the DCU?
The Flash.
It cannot be the reason that it just makes it it being a reset in itself, like, it just makes things so convoluted. And that's like, I know it's kind of impossible to not step over that territory in comics, because it's like you've got so many intertwining stories, so many tie-ins, so many reboots over and over again, and you've just got to keep rehashing these stories and these characters and finding new ways to adapt them over the years. But in the movie industry, yes, these characters have been around, but you're not at the point to where I feel like you can do a like Flashpoint type reset and it makes sense to the general audience. I think it's a terrible idea, and I think it's even convoluted for us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you watch? What is included in the DCU? What's not? And so they need to start fresh. I just think it makes more sense to give us a new Flash, give us a new Aquaman, give us a new Wonder Woman. They're not going to be able to carry the franchise for the next 10 years. Ezra will be in prison in 2, max, right? Right. Jason's getting older, and Gal is already old, you know? Like,
also, Wonder Woman 3 was, like, publicly scrapped, right? Because yeah. Gal Gadot walked off the project.
Yeah. Rightfully so. Or not Gal Gadot.
What's her name? Patty Jenkins, the director.
Oh, wow.
She had the balls to be like, I am such a talented creator. How dare you try to interfere with my vision to bring back Steve Trevor a third time?
Yeah, the rumors I heard, I'm like, it's a good thing that James stepped in there.
The rumor was that she was going to bring back Steve Trevor, or she was going to bring back Chris Pine again as Hal Jordan.
Oh, my gosh.
So he
as
was
like
gonna,
a descendant
he, yeah,
of
Steve, Trevor. Steve Trevor. So Green Lantern was going to be the love interest of the third Wonder Woman movie, and he was going to be a descendant of Steve Trevor.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff. So here's my crackpot conspiracy theory with all this. I think the only reason they're keeping things vague right now is because he knows he comes out and says all this stuff is out of continuity, all those movies will bomb.
That's
and
possible.
They need those movies to make money, because remember, the company was so bankrupt last year that they had to delay Shazam and Aquaman. Those were supposed to come out last year. They didn't have the money to put them out because they were bankrupt. So I think they're trying to let these movies make as much money as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they're out, they'll be like, it's all gone.
I think it's possible. I really do think it's possible, because
be a good way to do it.
Like, there, like, some of the quotes really got me thinking, and like there was the quote they made about Jason's Aquaman, obviously, where they're like,
and he was like, I'll always be Aquaman, which sounds like a really ominous
Well, and that's crazy, is because everybody took that Jason Momoa interview as him confirming he's staying as Aquaman. All he said is, I'll always be Aquaman, nobody's taking that from me. That doesn't mean that he's the new Aquaman. It doesn't mean he's carrying over into the DCU. It almost sounded like he was being defensive, like he didn't want somebody else to take up the role. He's like, hey, listen, I'll always be Aquaman, like it's his territory,
or like that legacy will always be there, or whatever, something like that.
But yeah, and they made the quote about Jason where they're like, yeah, we'll talk about it after Aquaman 2, and that he won't play two characters. And they never denied Lobo, right? And on top of all of that, he's been very he's been very bouncy about Lobo too, as they've asked Jason about it, and he's like, I'll tell you this, there's one character I love more than any character in comics growing up, and he's like, and it was Lobo. And that's like, he would say that in response to people going, have you been cast as Lobo? Yeah. So him not coming out and denying it
And he also talked about like he was working on a dream project with James Gunn.
I think honest to God, I think he's in Superman Legacy. Probably. I think he is. I think he's in Superman Legacy as Lobo. And so, the fact that there was no Lobo project announced makes me think that for them to be talking about it so soon, I assume he's gotta be in some kind of movie or series going forward. But the fact they said he wouldn't play two characters, and then that he made that Instagram comment about Ezra where he was like, they're like, why are you not replacing Ezra? And you booted Gal. And he was like, well, we didn't boot Gal. Ezra's movie is already out. And so he didn't confirm or deny whether Ezra was staying. He just pretty much said, hey, there's nothing we can do about Ezra. His movie's out right now.
And apparently the ending of The Flash was changed, right?
Yeah, well, they cut off all ties to, like all hints of a continued universe at the end of...
Because originally it was going to be Keaton, Batman replacing Ben, and then Supergirl replacing Cavill.
Yeah, and even Supergirl has been booted from the end of the movie, apparently. And then they did the whole quote with Gal, where he was like, yeah, we've talked to Gal about doing some stuff. We don't know what we're going to do with that yet. And I was like, what does that mean? I was like, I feel like you said you've got everything planned out. What does that mean you don't know what you're going to do with that yet? Like, so I think it's very possible. I think it's a smart business move. I think if you came out and gave these people any more reason to not go see the movie, it would probably not be smart from a business perspective. But I also think it's entirely possible that they are soft rebooting and they're just waiting to see how the movies do whether or not they're keeping certain characters.
Yeah, that's going to be the big make or break. And we're going to get our first trailer for The Flash tomorrow at the Super Bowl, yeah. Actually. There's nice. A poster that came out. So they're ramping up marketing now.
Harrison, have we told you about the Peacemaker theory?
The theory? No.
So, well, because it goes along with this.
We,
right?
can, we can finish on this because I'm sure we've been recording for long enough.
That's fine. So, Spencer... Me, Spencer, by our friends, we're in a group chat, and we stumbled upon this idea that maybe, possibly, James Gunn is only keeping the characters canon that are required to keep Peacemaker canon. And here's why. At the end of Peacemaker Season 1, there's a scene where the Justice League shows up, right? But only... A few of the members are actually there. The rest of them are in the shadows. So you can see Superman in the shadows. You can see Wonder Woman in the shadows, right?
Like but, Cyborg, all yeah. that stuff.
But
yeah.
Ezra's there, and Jason's there.
They're the only yeah. two characters huh. that you can
so
see.
So Aquaman and Flash are there. And so I almost wonder if he's only keeping the Flash and Aquaman canon because it keeps Peacemaker completely consistently canon.
And you know what else Fair. He keeps canon?
His wife.
Harcourt.
His yeah. wife. But I will also... Yeah. And so... yeah. I don't know, man. I think it's plausible. And then, like, Wonder Woman is only... I think if Wonder Woman stays, it's because she's in Shazam. And Shazam is staying because... Not James Gunn, but the other guy that's helping co-run
Peter
DC's...
Safran, yeah,
yeah. He... That's his baby. He produced Shazam. That's his movie. So I don't see a world where he boots Zachary Levi. Did you see the picture? They went on vacation together a few yeah. months ago. Zachary Levi and Peter Safran.
He's like
and his
on
family.
Vacation with his
yeah.
with this dude's family.
It's
There's
so
no way
weird.
They're firing Shazam.
Yeah, they're sitting
yeah.
on a ski wow. lift together, and I'm like, yeah, either that or he's like begging for his job on this ski lift.
Please,
he said, Peter, I paid them to stop the ski lift. We're not getting off until you tell me I'm still Shazam. Call James now.
You just have to piss him off so much that
he'll hire
your
job.
Yeah.
He wants you to keep
yeah.
your job.
You know what? You know what? I do want you as Shazam. He's like, nope, I don't want to play Shazam anymore.
Gonna play hard to get. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're hired.
Yeah.
He said, I'll sue.
See, my thing, and I'll finish on this, is that even if it is a soft reboot, there's enough there to get me excited for this stuff.
Yeah.
And competition is always better for the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Marvel has had no competition except for, like, what, freaking Bloodshot with Vin Diesel? DC tried to do some stuff. That didn't really work out.
Avatar. Avatar is their biggest fear.
But, like, freaking... Like, Warner Brothers had their DC stuff, and they could never get their crap together with that one for all sorts of reasons. There's not... been real competition for Marvel, so
yeah,
the quality
true.
For Marvel just keeps going down in the toilet because
yeah.
they know that they have a complete corner on the market.
Yeah,
but now DC is making a real go at it,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting Prime Batman, we're getting like a real Superman.
Well,
and like we've talked
hopefully
about,
we're
hopefully
getting
real
Prime
Superman.
Batman.
Hopefully,
and like
Prime
we've
Batman,
talked
yeah.
about before, DC undoubtedly just has better, more interesting characters to work with.
Like, barring Spider-Man, like, probably.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
DC,
yeah,
the
barring
stable,
Spider-Man, for
well,
sure.
Well, it's not more interesting, necessarily. It's they have the more iconic roster.
Which
yeah.
is why it's so mind-boggling to me that they can't get off the ground.
Yeah, like, you have Batman
you
and
have
Superman
the easiest
and
things
Wonder
to work
Woman.
With.
Well, so, Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man are the three most popular characters in the world.
And Marvel
right?
didn't even start with Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Marvel didn't have Spider-Man.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. And you started with Batman and Superman.
They
you
started
get off
with
the ground.
Iron
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel started with like the D-listers who they hadn't mm-hmm. sold off
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
And they managed to turn into the biggest franchise in human history.
Absolutely.
And DC's like, yeah, we have all of our characters, but we can't
but
do anything.
But we're making Batman be Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless. So I'm excited. I really am.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're adapting stuff straight from the source material instead of just making it up.
I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's even more exciting.
Yeah.
It gives sure. me hope.
It does give me hope. So let's just hope that,
hope
George,
is like your car
that
keys.
George Clooney doesn't come back as Batman or something.
That yeah, let's talk about that on another episode.
We'll do that another time.
I've got some feelings.
There's a lot to talk about. But thank you guys so much for listening. I forgot to record an ad spot. I'll just put one in, but it's fine. Do we have anything to plug real fast before we close?
I don't think so.
The website? SorryWeTried.com. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram at SWT Podcast. Send us an email at thepodcastmen@gmail.com.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you guys won't help at all, so I've got
to be fair,
gonna pick it up.
I've got dementia. I can't
CTE.
CTE. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Study my brain after football. I die.
Yeah. And just send us an email. What do you think about this DC slate? You excited for anything in particular? Anything else? Any other emails that you have? And be sure to review us on iTunes and Spotify. That always helps for the algorithm.
Absolutely.
I'm Spencer Gilliland.
I'm Harrison Bratt.
I'm Rob Lawrence.
That's it. Stay fresh, cheese
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't say your thing.
I forgot to say it like the last like four episodes. And I was editing them. I was like, frick, it's too late.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of the episode. This will probably be cut. This is nothing.
These weren't just innocent bystanders. These were enemies who felt the wrath of God's backhand. When tough love must get even tougher, God's backhand. When evil plays rough, God can play rougher.